Welcome to our inaugural episode of Swimming with the Fish, where our opinions are not necessarily those of our sponsor, if we had one, but should be if they knew what was good for them. The purposes of this show and to protect the innocent, I go by the name Crutch, and will be joined weekly by my co-hosts, the Chief and the Goon. How are you tonight, gentlemen? And that is how we started this little exercise in self-therapy a mere 2,978 days ago. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 400th episode of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. I am still Crutch. I have been Crutch all this time. And I am here with my two best friends, the Chief and the Goon. Guys, how are you this evening?
Doing okay. I got a lot done this past weekend, rainy though it was.
How things fare with you?
I got to experience 80-plus mile-an-hour winds. So all the yard work that I did over the weekend was undone in a matter of minutes.
Holy cow.
Does that cut the grass for you when it blows that hard? Like you don't have to cut the grass because the wind just trims it for you?
No. What actually happens is the wind, the lightning, and the thunder scare the pigs, and like all the stuff that had finally been sealed up is now troughed through all over again.
Ah. Goodness.
It looked like bombs went off in my backyard, but it also left hoof marks everywhere. So now I know where they came from, and I don't have a way to stop because they're coming from not my property.
Mm. So we need to make a foray into not your property, maybe an incursion.
No, I will
landmines.
All I really need.
Claymores.
I've been working, as you guys know, I've been working on this bot, and once it is done and it is delivering, I can get my $1,000 night vision scope.
And then we know what you'll be doing each and every night, and we'll hear the ba-ding, ba-ding.
You sure Mr. Browning doesn't already have one you can borrow?
I don't think he has that. I haven't. But I will put that on my list of things to do. And
you can at least borrow it until you're ready, you know.
I'm just saying, you know.
When the girls are out, I have a special spot, because even it's not even the balcony. There's a hidden room on the roof that is only roof accessible. Mm. And from there I was going to make my stinger nest. And thus, I will have 360 access around the house.
Wow, and that's better than the balcony? Because your balcony was pretty nice. I must say, I enjoyed having coffee there.
Yes, but it only points in one direction.
Yes.
You've got like a span of maybe 150 degrees, but yeah. Got to get high.
You really can't shoot over the road. Well, you can, but
it's a suggestion. It's not a rule.
Oh, I forgot it's Texas. Never mind.
Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, I sat down and I thought to myself, it's 400 episodes. You should do something special. So, without the knowledge of my compatriots, I decided I was going to make their day as easy as possible. Now, for the Chief, this takes a load off. For the Goon,
Here we go. Here we go again. Again with the... is it because I'm a person of color?
Absolutely. Because obviously I'm racist. There you go.
Must be what it is.
So we're getting all the old tropes out of the way where the first 4 minutes could put them off to the side. So I went back because we're in season 9, which means I've got 8 complete episodes and a little bit of 9 here, to look and see if I can find a bunch of interesting stuff, or at least interesting to me. We'll see. That we did in the older shows, and some of you are new to our show and don't even, you know, like you look back, you go, oh my God, they've got like six episodes, six seasons before I got here. I don't want to, but you know, maybe I'm going to provide clips from various episodes. And in the show notes, I will include a link to all of those episodes. So if you hear a clip you like, the link for that episode will be in the show notes. Please take advantage of the show notes. We like doing the show notes for you.
In that first clip, can you now say the word inaugural?
Inaugural. Mostly. Luckily, you'd only have to say it one episode, you know?
Well, that's true.
It's kind of like, you know, virginity. Once you've used it, you don't have it anymore. You can't get it back. I've heard that, and I don't know anybody who has. I mean,
That would be difficult.
It would be impressive. What's that, Chief?
It should never be lost.
Well, I mean, if it's never lost, then the whole human race dies.
Well, no. It should be given, not lost.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And not taken either.
No, we're not into taking. Taking is a surefire way to get yourself dead. At least I think so. But that's me. Okay, on to other more interesting, fun topics, I hope. So early on in the show, we were kind of, you know, deciding how we were going to do things and what we were going to do. And the show has never, ever been scripted. Okay, I created a little application for the show so that we could post ideas so that we have an idea of where we go. Guys, on a scale of 1 to 100 percentage, if you will, what percentage of our shows followed that script to the letter?
Oh, that's easy. Zero.
Yeah, there you go.
Correct.
How about even half of what was on the script?
Oh, there you might have 2 to 5% somewhere in there.
Right. So most of this comes about when we're just talking to each other and we see where it goes. And sometimes we get down really interesting rabbit holes. Sometimes there's something that just, you know, that particular day just irks you. And in my case, back on, it was episode 2? Yeah, it was like the very next week. I had a run-in with my local KFC, and it kind of went like this. Well, in my very busy life, sometimes we have to rush off and purchase food at what are commonly referred to as fast food establishments. In particular, not that I'm dropping names, but the initials are KFC.
Wait,
that is the name. Oh, sorry, me. Silly me. All right.
You should ask some of the Utes that work there if they know what KFC stands for, because they don't.
The Utes. Well, here's kind of how it went. I was in a bit of a rush, called my wife, said we need to make some plans for dinner. She said, why don't you just stop by KFC and get our usual? We're not very picky. We get the same thing every time, so this is easy for me. I walk in the door. Now, for those of you who have been inside of a Kentucky Fried Chicken, they're pretty much all set up the same way. There's some chairs for you to sit in. There's a counter to keep you separated from the people who are, in theory, doing work. And there's two registers pointed at you and one register pointed out the window for those poor souls who are driving through to get their chicken. So, as I approach the counter, there's a young lady in front of one of the registers, which says register is closed, because she is, in fact, counting the drawer. It's about that time of the day, so I'm totally okay with this. However, the gentleman standing next to her looks at me on the keyboard, and he closes the other register. I'm not taking this personally, because at this point, there's two more people who walked in behind me, but there are now no open registers in front of us. The lady at the window...
Pardon me. Yes. Wouldn't that make it difficult to do business?
Well, nigh on impossible, in fact, Goon. Basically, you know, it's one of those things. We have three registers, two are dead, so now we're down to one. And, of course, that's the one pointed at the car. I'm not in a car. I'm walking around bipedally. The lady at the window, I believe she was the shift manager, turns with a very incredulous look and says, what are you doing? His response, and this is how we'll refer to him for the rest of the story, is, I'm off the clock. Mr. Off the Clock just stood there staring at the young lady who's counting her register. Now, she's now feeling a little awkward because I'm staring at her, the person behind me is staring at her, Mr. Off the Clock is staring at her, and she's verbalizing her count now, 33, 34, 35. Like, that'll make it better for us to go away because she's very busy counting. This went on for like a minute or two. We're all just standing there very awkward. Finally, the poor lady shift manager at the window takes my order. And I guess standard order, which was an 8-piece meal, which comes with 2 sides. I asked for a third additional side. After another moment, she literally comes over and smacks Mr. I'm Off the Clock on the back of the head and says, take his money. At which point, you know, I give the money and he rings up the deal. I go to the little area from the side where you wait for your order. My order comes and I then proceed to take it home. Only to find, are you ready? Of course. Yeah, they messed up the order and left off the side I paid for but didn't get. So, of course, the register receipt has a little code. Go call us or go to the website, put this little code in and tell us what you think. So I did. And I got back a letter and I'm going to read the letter to you. It says, Dear Mr. Crutch, thank you for letting us know about your experience at KFC. We do sincerely apologize that you were not satisfied with your visit at our restaurant, and thank you for taking the time to alert us to your concerns. Yeah, wiping everything with very unhappy is certainly alerting them. Sorry, editorial there. We take feedback of this nature very seriously and will be addressing this with the location that you visited. As a token of our gratitude for providing us with these comments, we will be mailing you a voucher to the address you provided, which you can use at your next purchase at this restaurant. Please allow 15 business days for your voucher to reach you. It is our hope that you will give us another opportunity to provide you with both fantastic service and great food. If I wanted great food, I wouldn't go to KFC. I wanted fast food. And I didn't even get anything close to fantastic service. And now I have to take this voucher back to the place that I say basically sucks. And I'm sure as soon as I hand them the voucher, they're going to go, oh, he's the guy. And the next thing you know, I'll be eating Kentucky Fried Rat.
Well, there'd probably be a little spittle in that food, yeah.
At the very least. So there is an update. That KFC is no longer in business. Went out of business 2 years ago, and they are currently rebuilding it as some form of a fusion drive-through restaurant. I don't know how that's going to work, but it's probably going to be better than KFC.
Did I hear dogs barking in the middle of that?
Probably clip? Did. I wonder whose dogs those were.
I can't imagine, but episode 2 was the first appearance of the Canine Protective Force.
They wanted to get in early, by gosh. Good for them.
And they got in there even before Showcat.
I know. Yeah.
And bless your heart, you thought you'd found a KFC that actually had chicken.
Yeah, well, the Goon. If you recall the KFC on Rockville Pike, and I think that is where I lamented later that I had gone there and I said, hey, I'd like a 2-piece and a biscuit, and they go, we ain't got no chicken. To which the cook says, how are we a KFC with no chicken?
Isn't that what the C? That just makes you a KF.
Yeah. I I had a similar experience at the KFC in Olney, where I walk in and they go, I'd like some chicken. And they go, we don't have any chicken. And they go, you do know what the letters KFC stand for, don't you? Blank stares.
Really?
Oh, yeah. God. By the way, a little update. That KFC is now a bank.
Oh, so they're just messing with your life in another way. It's the building. Maybe it's not, you know, it's unhallowed ground.
I don't know. I still blame them. I won't go to that bank.
I used to get lousy chicken here. You should walk up to the teller. I can't do business here. Why? Because the chicken sucks.
What? Yeah. Well, to be honest, I would have settled for lousy chicken. I got nothing.
It's like, oh gosh, Willy Wonka all over again.
I will tell you this: you know where the best place that I had KFC chicken?
Who?
Poland.
Oh, really?
Yes,
Poland.
When we were in
Warsaw, be farther from Kentucky.
when we were in Warsaw, I couldn't understand what all the other food was, but I saw the colonel and I said, I know what this is.
I know this guy. We're from the same country.
I'd like a bucket ski, please.
It was something that I could use my credit card for.
Yeah.
My wife said, because I had been married a full day and a half at that point.
Wow.
She said, what's that? And I said, it's a credit card. And she said, what does it do? And I said, you pay for things. And I was introducing her to capitalism at that point.
You're an awesome guy. You are awesome.
Yeah. Look at you.
I have to say, though, we did not paint ourselves with much glory because literally the next week, this is what our fans heard.
Hi, folks. This is Crutch. Due to the constraints of real life, we didn't do a show for May 17th. We'll be back hopefully on the 24th. In the meantime, have a listen to our previous episodes and tell your friends about us so we quit our real jobs and do this all the time.
Which we are still hoping to be able to quit our jobs and do all the time. But I had to laugh. Our previous episodes, literally plural, because we had two.
Yeah, you can listen to one or the other.
That's right. You can binge listen in an hour, you know.
Now you can actually binge listen.
Well, you know, it's funny. Yeah, I think I did the math the other day. Let me see here. Actually, the math is automatic for us. We have this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful set of numbers that I can train right up. Here we go. Nope, that's the wrong one. Nice. I know, isn't it terrible when you're trying to find something at the last minute? Oh, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? There's a little link. You're farther down, aren't you? But we have a page. I know we have a page because I had it up here just a moment ago. It's so bad when I can't find what I'm looking for and it's a rush. And
this shows you just how prepared we are.
Exactly. Here we go. I found it. Okay. So we currently, as of last week, have 309 hours, 10 minutes, and 45 seconds of material. That's binge watching at that point, or listening, I should say.
There you go.
So
I can drive a long way.
Well, yeah, 309 hours. That's a long drive.
I mean, I drove for 14 hours from Orlando to Maryland, and I could do that listening only to us.
That's frightening. I would not want to listen to me for that long. You do this much more than I do, Goon, for sure. I have to listen to portions of the episodes for editing purposes, but you listen end to end, don't you?
Not always end to end. Generally, I listen on the way to work, and it takes me about two trips to get a whole episode in.
Okay.
Right. So, kind of. And if there's traffic, sure, I'll get a whole episode in.
Yeah. So we, you know, our show did have its fair number of rants. I think, you know, we joke about the show being cheaper than therapy, but it truly is. It's a way for us to blow off a little steam. And to be honest with you, this next clip, when I re-listen to it, It brought back great memories because the Goon blows off steam in the nicest way ever. He's never menacing when he blows off steam, but I'll let you listen. And it has to do with a certain manhole cover in your front yard.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
And speaking of customer service, I have one other person that I think may need to be fired, although this guy may get a reprieve when we get through the whole story. It has to do with my morning this morning. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
So I might have mentioned that the water company is redoing all of the main lines on my street.
I experienced that. I don't think you mentioned it.
Okay. Well, yesterday they came and dug a big hole in the front yard of State Lagoon Manor, and now squarely in the middle of the front 4 feet of my yard is a normal-sized manhole cover that wasn't there before. And my goodness, is it attractive.
In the middle of your front yard?
Yep. In the front 4 feet, you know, where they have an easement. I'm not disputing their right to put it there, but, you know, if you were going to do that, I would have liked to have known beforehand to not have to come home and see it. And I see a what looks like a pipe to me sticking up that looks like it's part of the sprinkler system to keep State Lagoon Manor looking green.
So they whacked your pipe system.
Well, that's what I thought. Now, that turned out not to be true, but just wait. So I march down to the end of the street where they have a phone number you can call, and I leave two kind of angry, snotty messages for the manager. And this morning, the hurricane tells me there's somebody out in the manhole. Ah, good. So I go out to talk to this lad, and we'll call him Graybeard Man, because I don't know his name. And was I nice to him? You know, I have to say, I will apologize publicly. I was not nice to him, because it's not this guy's fault that there's a BF manhole cover right in the front of my yard, and that nobody called me. But as I'm talking to him, I'm like, you guys, like, couldn't talk to me? That's pretty poor customer service, don't you think? He's like, hey, don't go there. And he starts getting all threatening with me. If you go there, we're going to have a problem. I go, well, one of us is going to have a problem. I didn't want to mention to him that, you know, I'm a red belt in Brazilian combat taekwondo, and if that doesn't work, I'm just going to sit my big behind on his butt there on that manhole cover, and I'm going to squish him down into the hole like jelly.
I was about to say, physics alone, you win.
Yeah, this one, Nagoon's winning either way, but really? I'm going to be threatened in my own yard by some little pipsqueak digging holes? I don't think so. So I went inside and changed and went down and talked to a supervisor. Now, he's a smart union guy, so he knew what was up. And he comes storming down there, too, but I got there first. and then I did the old passive-aggressive thing, you know, where the supervisor, the foreman, is like, how can I help you, sir? And he's like, he takes his, we mentioned cigarettes, he took his cigarette and actually just lit it, and he threw it behind him on the dirt. And I go, don't do that, man. Those are expensive. It's not going to bother me if you smoke. And he's like, oh, thank you very much. So that was ding, ding, win. And I explained the situation to him, and he said, I know. He goes, look, we're not allowed to contact you. WSSC, that's the water company. They're supposed to do it, but I have to build what's on the plan. He goes, I agree with you. Should be out in the street. Doesn't need to be there. He goes, I doubt they're going to move it at this point.
Yeah.
But come on, let's go up, and I can show you some things to do that'll, over time, it'll make it a little better. Okay, so then I said, you know, I explained to him about, I said, well, your man there threatened me, and I'm still deciding whether I need to call the police or not.
Oh, man.
In fact, I have the hurricane on the phone right now, hanging out the door, holding the phone, going, I got him, honey. I go, so tell me why I shouldn't do that to old Graybeard over there. Well, he's a nice guy. He's just a hothead, and I'm thinking, yeah, me too. I said, well, you cut up my sprinkler system, and Graybeard, what got me was he goes, well, we cut that up and we didn't know who to call. And what really made him mad is I looked at the pipe, I looked at him, and I looked at my house, which is 100 yards away, and I shrugged my shoulders like, what are you, a dumbbell? And that's what I was thinking. What are you an idiot?
You're answering your own question. You know that, right?
Yeah. So turns out that it's an old Comcast cable line that they cut.
And they work better.
And I don't have Comcast, so, and I like Comcast about as much as I like Dish. So at that point, I was like, all right. So the supervisor and I came to an agreement. If I see Graybeard, I'll bring him a cup of coffee. I guess he doesn't have to be fired, but boy, he sure did tick me off this morning.
And that's what I meant. I mean, he's ends up making plans to give the guy a cup of coffee. You're a angry customer, I'm just saying.
Well, thank you. It really wasn't his fault. Oh, and by the way, the things the supervisor told me to do to make it not that bad, yeah, they worked.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You know, because that was, what, 7-8 years ago?
Yeah.
And I know where the manhole cover is, and you can kind of see it, but it's about a third of the size that it was when they put it in.
You want to hear something really creepy? It's exactly 8 years ago. It was June 9th.
Oh, wow. That is kind of creepy.
I just looked at that. I was like, okay, that's, give me a shiver. Okay.
As soon as we're done talking, I'm going to go outside and look at it now. And
and reminisce.
Remember, because they're still three streets over working on their pipeline.
It's 8 years later.
And your point is what? It's the water company.
Okay. All right. Wow.
It's a union. It's a union job.
Holy cow. Yes.
You understand the union job.
Union job.
There's no, you don't have to hurry on a union job.
Of course, yes, sir. Take your time. We'll pay. We'll pay and we'll pay. Well, I'm sorry. Your county taxes will pay.
Yeah. Here in the People's Democratic People's Republic of Montgomery County. Thanks. Yeah.
So that was in June. In August, I went out of town and we tried our first remote. Couldn't figure out how to do it live, so I had to record something. I felt very weird. The audio quality wasn't that good. There is no clip of that. I mean, if you want to listen to the episode, I'll find it. But it was an interesting experience. But that was that was kind of like the highlights for season one. I mean, we were just kind of getting started.
I remember trying to do one of those from Disney World, and it came out all echoey, and I don't remember when we did it.
We have much better processes now. In eight, 9 years, we've grown. You know, what the heck?
We have processes now.
Well, okay, there are processes. Back then, we were kind of a slapshot and slip disc and all that kind of weird stuff. Season two, I think, is where, you know, season two for us is kind of like season two for the next generation. You know, we kind of got past that weird awkwardness and started getting some good stories.
Denise Crosby left and we got a new doctor. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I, other than the new doctor, because I was never a fan of her on the old show, and I don't know why they brought her on the new show, but that's just me. But I mean, the storylines got a little more coherent, and we started having themes to certain episodes. And one of the things we did is once a month, we gave the reins of control to the chief so he could take us down the very myriad paths that he had. I'm not going to say conspiracy theories because that's sort of a pejorative term, but alternate ways of looking at things. And
the chief channels Rod Serling.
Exactly. And this was one of his takes on time travel. As we know, Chief, it's all up to you. Today is our end of the month conspiracy show, and the Chief has supplied us with a plethora of yummy topics to talk about, and we might as well just dig right in because we got a lot to cover.
I couldn't find my tinfoil hat, but I put crystals spread out in a random pattern all over the desk here.
How does that help your head?
I don't know.
Okay, he's compromised. I think we've already established he's already compromised.
This is like new news to you guys?
I'll be honest with you. I am now looking forward to this show probably almost as much as our audience. We get a lot of feedback from our audience. Well, when we get feedback from our audience, well, sometimes they talk to us. Anyway, when they do, a lot of them say that the conspiracy show is the most fun. Sometimes because the other shows get a little heavy and deep and dark, and this show is just plain weird, which is good. I like weird.
Indeed.
We've had a lot of deep and dark lately, so weird would be good right now.
Well, see, you say this is weird, you know, out of the ordinary, and others who are in my circle just happen to say this is what we consider news. You know, it's my chief,
it's not a circle, it's a hypersphere. Just you know.
Right, a hypersphere. Beer.
It's like the Men in Black. You know, there's a... Where do you get your real information?
Do you know how tragically geeky we are?
Tragically geeky? How so, Goon?
I was just... Hypersphere pretty much says it all.
Oh, did you get fixated on that? On the concept of a four-dimensional sphere rotating around a two-dimensional plane?
The defense rests, Your Honor.
All right.
Which would be described in the coordinates X, Y, Z, and T, and U. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
So first up, we have a gentleman who says that he was brought back from the year 6000. And it's not like he's really giving a lot of information about what is happening, except for the stuff that we probably would have guessed. The robots took over.
Yay!
And, you know, we being the...
Was it the blue one or the red one?
Is that the pill or the robot? Or are you thinking of the Rock'em Sock'em robots?
I was actually thinking the Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Well, he's
a trademark name from Hasbro or the Ideal Toy Company. I cannot remember which.
We'll probably have to have that in the show notes now. Okay, we're sorry, Chief. Please go ahead.
It must be blue because that's what he's wearing, just so you know.
Oh, great. I always play blue. But it's okay.
Now, you know, in terms of Rock'em Sock'em.
I'm still awake. It's okay.
it was Transformers, where you could be Optimus Prime or Megatron, and it was blue and gray, thus eliminating the red, because red is the color of a particular party that gets no love around here.
Ain't that the truth? And blue and gray gives you that whole Civil War theme, too.
So.
People didn't think about that, did you?
And in the year 6000, they don't care.
Can I state for the record that I am so absolutely positively sorry? I mean, it was a perfectly good opportunity for the Chief to shine, and I was just Interruptus Maximus. I apologize. I know it was 7 years ago. I am sorry. I am sorry. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa.
That's you embarrassing. You can't help yourself, man.
I'd like to think I've learned a little bit, but man, I just could not shut up back then. I'm sorry, Chief.
Well, you know, people have stated that at least back then.
Like people who birthed me?
Yes. The wonderful folks the wonderful woman who was always there when we need her. And you know, one thing that I also noticed is I think I was way too excited about that. And then the excitement was lost as I was rudely interrupted over and over.
Oh, I feel so bad. God. But you know what? We're full transparency in this show. We air our dirty laundry even if I'm the one wearing it.
Right. I can't unsee that. Thanks.
I'm literally labeling this in the notes. Crutch talks too much. There you go, folks. You can find it. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Oh, my gosh.
I thought you were going to label underwear. And I was like, this going to.
No, my underwear does have a label. I'm not sure who I'm wearing today. I should check, you know.
Really?
Hey, we even had special music. I mean,
we might get a sponsor. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh my God, after 9 years, a sponsor. Someone who will actually pay off.
That would be awesome.
And now, Swimming with the Fish, brought to you by Fruit of the Loom.
More like depends.
That's me.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Yeah, we're gonna get the calls.
I know who's not gonna be sponsoring us. I do.
Who's that?
Pierce Brosnan. Because we found out in episode 22 of season 2 that a certain someone is not a fan of Pierce Brosnan.
Right. This does not count on my not dissing him for a year because I'm not doing it. This is a recording.
That's right. Yeah, there you go. And away we go.
I've only ever walked out of two movies.
Springtime for Hitler and what else?
A movie called Reds.
Oh, geez, yeah.
And whatever the first Pierce Brosnan James Bond movie was.
Because of Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
But that one was your fault.
You should have known better, because you already know you didn't like him.
I didn't know he had been playing Bond. I had not done my homework, so you're right, it was my fault. And the hurricane tricked me.
And you fixed her.
And when I looked and saw the, you know, starring, I was like, I got him left. I didn't even get past the scene where, you know, the little eyeball filling with blood. Bang, bang, Pierce Brosnan gone.
doubt
Did you leave the hurricane in her chair?
Yep.
Or did you at least tap her on the shoulder and said, I'm leaving? You just got up?
Yeah, I did. I got up, walked out.
She thought you were headed for the men's room.
She came out in the hallway and said, what's going on? I said, I'm going home. I'll come pick you up after the movie.
Wow. That's the kind of hate that's... You just got to stand back and be in awe.
And admire.
Yeah, what's...
It, but as we know, you have grown in these intervening years, and this is a no hate year for you, isn't it?
I admire the man for being, having a Hollywood marriage for more than a quarter century to the same woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he may be a wonderful person. I've not liked a single character I've seen him portray, not one. And I'm not being mean there. I'm just saying, you know what? The type of characters that he picks and that he's good at, mm-hmm. they're making him money and good for him.
Yeah.
I just don't like him. I don't like his characterization. So I'm not going.
Okay. That's nothing.
You know what? I agree, but I know if he's chosen the character, I'm probably not going to like it. So I go to movies to be entertained. So a lot of other people can go and make the money for him on that movie, and it'll be okay.
Now,
you know, I don't really like Tom Cruise either. So
as Russell Crowe said, are you not entertained?
Yes.
Thank you, Maximus.
Yes, I am not entertained.
Okay. It's a wild thing, man. It's a wild thing. This is, but it is, you did teach me, because I too have a similar disdain for certain people. But
I'm trying to do better, Chief.
Well, it's not you. You know, the world does not revolve around Crutch, much to Crutch's.
What?
I know you're amazed at that, but yes.
Shocking news.
Yeah, there are just some people, and he's a bad actor, and I don't have enough information to justify my disdain. Unlike the goon who, I also do not have the large enough stones to just get up. Like, if I pay money, I will make myself suffer through it.
What? I pay for this ticket. I will use this ticket.
Yeah.
If there was another movie in the theater that I would have liked, I would have gone and sat. You know, something with, say, Gillian Anderson, perhaps.
You would sit and watch her read the telephone book.
Yep, sure would. Miss Anderson, if you're listening, you got a fan here.
Without a doubt.
You could prank me sometime. You know, if
I'm gonna get one of those AI things, because one, I know you hate AI, to change my voice.
Or if I would read
something in her voice.
If OnlyFans had gone the way it was supposed to.
OnlyFans? Is that place in Maryland? Boy.
No,
only fans.
Oh, okay.
The way it was supposed to be was, if you wanted a birthday greeting, say, from a celebrity you liked,
mm-hmm.
you could contact them there and arrange that to happen. That had gone the way, and you had her do a birthday greeting for me. Yeah, that would have. I'd probably have passed out.
I just see him.
I have the technology.
What? To do a birthday thing with her voice? Of course you have the technology.
Yeah, well, I mean...
All the AIs belong to you.
Yes, I am gathering all the voices necessary to take over.
You might make me like AI after all.
It's great. The Chief is now hearing voices. Awesome. Okay.
Geez, Showcat was in here and you guys must have scared her.
We're sorry.
She shed all over everything.
She's trying to figure out how she's hearing your voice and your lips aren't moving. It's like, what witchcraft is this?
How is he doing this?
You know? Oh, well, that was just the end of season two, guys. So, like, season three, we were busy season three. I had 47 episodes. with 43 hours of material. We were doing long shows back then. We didn't get close to 43 hours until like season 7 after that.
And Mr. Browning was happy.
Those are the days when Mr. Browning was very happy. And apparently we're kind of like stuck on chicken in general, because once again, one of our better little clips was about what is now, of course, our favorite chicken place, which was, of course, Chick-fil-A. And the sad,
God's
sad
chicken.
News, but the sad, sad news of no Chick-fil-A in San Antonio.
You saw what they did in Texas today, right?
No.
Earlier this week?
It was this morning, yes. And it was, unfortunately, San Antonio, which made me rethink.
I wondered if you would be rethinking, because I was going to actually, I was listening to, I can't remember who, when I went out to lunch, who was speaking about it. And he said he and his wife were looking for a weekend vacation in San Antonio, and now they're just not going to go. And I agree with him.
What happened?
6 of the 8 city councilmen voted to remove Chick-fil-A.
They denied.
Denied Chick-fil-A a contract at the airport because they're a Christian family-owned company.
Well, then, they do realize that San Antonio is Spanish for St. Anthony.
Apparently not. I mean, basically, they might as well. The guy I was listening to, Chris Plant, said they might as well start burning churches.
That comes next.
Because they're just like the Taliban.
So, well, first... you've got it.
Well, that went quick. That escalated quick. San Antonio is the new home. Is the new caliphate for the Taliban.
So, it's not me saying it.
No,
I happen to agree.
You're close. See, here's the truth that people don't want to accept or even recognize. Number one, what is traditionally on the top of a church?
That'd be a cross.
That's what gets burned first.
A Christian church, you mean.
So that is what you're going to see burning. Then you're going to wonder, you know, who did it, and you're going to think it was the Klan. But no, not this time. Because apparently the Klan is not extreme enough for the people that are acting out at this moment. And the reason why I... am so excited to see how this plays out is because there have been a couple of fights. I mean, we are talking some really nasty mob attacks between the LGBT group and Muslims. And because both are protected classes, no one knows who to back, and they won't even stop it. So
it's the whole wonderfulness that is intersectionality. And there you go, folks. We've been running into this nonsense since, 2018. How frightening is that?
Showcat says it's very frightening.
I gotta tell
you. She's now pushing the microphone around. I'm having to chase it around the desk.
Nice.
I got reminded how many times I am trying to complete a thought, and the thought... It's like, no, sir. Yeah, this is Crutch's time. Crutch will speak.
No. please, you know, the whole idea is you know, we listen, we talk, we listen, we talk. What's your thoughts?
Well, no. I was just saying, during that little thing, it's...
Oh.
I thought I was going to do something. No. The Crutch shall speak.
Oh.
And he shall list.
No, it was... You know, we.
By the way,
I was mistaken. That's actually March of 2019. So this is right before we get into the fun and games that is COVID.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A is now in San Antonio. So
is it okay? So update. Good. We win. We won that one. That's good. Hey, Goon.
Sure?
I found it. I found the first. Oops. Sorry. Let me just. Waving my big Italian hands around and bumping into things. I found the very first time we posited the idea of being truckers.
Outstanding.
As you well know, as you know, that's that thought, that dream, that wish has come about on a number of occasions. And people are like, yeah, there they are talking about trucking again. And lo and behold, I found it. I was amazed that it was just like right in the notes. I'm like, and here it is. This is your first great idea.
Some days it's closer than other days.
So very true. I haven't done that yet.
Just saying. I mean, there's still time.
3 years, basically. Yeah.
So that's when we become over the road truckers?
Oh God, yes. Yeah. 3 years from now, the goon and I are going to buy. We're going to buy an 18-wheeler, and we're going to load it up with lots of consumables and satellite radio, and we're going to be doing long haul trucking and just listening to the classics radio channel.
And not even coming home to visit our families. We're just,
you know, by that
right time. at the graduation ceremony.
Uh-huh.
This is Crutch's plan. Is I will roll up in the vehicle.
See ya.
Got my ball cap on. He just, you know, lumbers over.
That's right.
Jumps up into that truck, slams the door. What do you know? What you're gonna say? By way of imparting life's wisdom to the Crutchling?
I'll probably look at him dead in the eye and say, I've changed my cell phone number.
That was going to be the Baltimore one. See ya!
So, I'm tempted to... my niece is, as you know, having chemotherapy for Hodgkin's lymphoma. And one of her hair pieces is a baseball cap. It's called a halo. It's a baseball cap with hair attached to the back, so it looks like a young lady wearing a baseball cap, right? You know.
Okay.
But it's really long hair, and I thought to myself, you know, I could borrow that and kind of have that like fake mullet look right off the bat.
Oh yeah, because that mullet look was so good when it was popular.
Well, it's always been good for, you know, truckers. Come on.
And Joe Dirt.
And Joe Dirt, exactly.
Are we getting a dog?
Well, yeah.
Smokey and the Bandit had a dog.
We have to have a dog.
So, just
did you want to come with us, Chief?
So, first, I want
to. He can't answer because he'll be assassinated beforehand.
Oh.
So, once again, in about 3 years,
mm-hmm.
we should have the automated trucks. So, you can just.
That'd be perfect for us.
You should retrofit the back for the living space.
Have to drive. Would you sit there and eat consumables and listen to satellite radio while it goes down the road? That's awesome. Job gets better and better.
I'm failing to see the problem here.
I wasn't saying a problem. I was just stating some of the things that you would be able to do, because then you can be on location into all kinds of places up and down the Americas.
Time to get to the show?
Absolutely.
Way. It'd be much more fun if you
delivering could. Delivering oranges to Florida.
Yeah. Exactly.
Weird stuff like that.
Or taking cotton to Georgia.
So, Chief, your abilities of prognostication, a little off on the time, but man, you nailed it. We've already got the self-driving trucks out there. Well done.
Yeah, see? It's only a conspiracy until it comes true.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, but we still have the dream of just driving down the road and.
I do like this song. I've gotten used to this clip. We've made a lot of use of this clip.
That is awesome.
Most people, if they have to listen to it, really, because I keep that pretty low, but I'm just going to blast it that time. And I can't wait to hear what the AI does to that. That ought to be funny. But so we were well into 2019 at this point, and we decided to do something that I'm not quite sure we had the right thought in doing it, but we said, you know what, it's time that Goon gets his own episode, runs it from start to finish. I think you did a good job. I mean, you know, this is just a part of one clip of it, and And I think it kind of gives you a flavor for Goon's, you know, spot on ability to just take control.
We're waiting for you, Vale. I'll count it down.
Oh my goodness, I didn't hear the countdown. We okay now?
3, 2, 1. Start from here. 3, 2, 1, go.
Good evening and welcome to another exciting episode of It's All About the Goon. Swimming with the Fish. I am your host, Goon, with my partners in crime, the Chief. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening. How are you today? Because I was told that I do not say how are you by the previous host, who shall not be named.
The fact that you're asking him.
Well, I don't know what he was talking about, but we can ask him. How are you? How are you, Crutch?
I'm just peachy. Thanks for asking.
So, apparently this is my show this week because I went through a lot of trouble to put as many things as I could find together. So, you know, guys, most great works of art have a theme that holds them together.
Yes.
This show doesn't.
Well, it could become a work of art.
Well, I mean, you know, how'd your week go? My week started okay. My week started with a gentleman that owns one of our favorite restaurants here in town coming to talk with the people that do hospitality at my church and to talk about how they do hospitality at God's Chicken.
Yay.
And they would know.
And they brought food.
You didn't mention that.
See, what this is showing right off the bat, they were setting the bar. It's a thing about hospitality, and they brought chicken.
They did. And I invited both of you, Crutch.
You made no mention of chicken.
I didn't know that was... I did, actually. I said, I'm pretty sure they're bringing food.
I did see it in the message. But then again, I pay attention. So that means I can't play the part of the goon this week because...
I'll be honest, I didn't look at a lot of the links ahead of time, so I guess I'm playing the part of the goon this week.
That's okay. I didn't really read all of them either, so.
Oh, I just post stuff up there. You know, you guys will figure it out.
This looks good. This would be fine.
He spammed our show prep site.
I just used a random.
I like the fact that a lot of these were in the middle of the workday. I'm just saying. Let me just throw that out there.
It was a slow week. What do you want from me?
Goon, that was just, you know, amazing work. We appreciate the level of preparation and our isn't it weird how we have our roles and if we change our roles, all of a sudden things just, it's like the gear wheels fall off.
What a start. What a start, huh?
Yeah.
Hi, this thing on?
Tap, 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 tap.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, it's you know, hey, it's good to see what the other side has to do and all that other stuff. But it was a good episode, and I do encourage, again, all of these clips, all of the shows associated with these clips will be in the show notes. And please feel free to listen to the rest of the episode. It's actually quite a good episode. I just pulled out the front end because it was funny and I like poking fun at my friends because they take it so well. And I can't imagine doing this show with anybody else who would let me poke so much fun at them. So thank you.
My pleasure.
Mine too.
Yeah. So we originally had planned to do this all in one evening. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, we have literally scratched the proverbial surface of our current repertoire of show clips. So the next couple of clips get into COVID, and I don't want to end the show on a down note. So what we're probably going to do is we're going to break up this retrospective over at least another episode, maybe two, and not necessarily in a row because we don't want people just getting bored with us just playing old stuff. We will get it done. But first and foremost, 400 episodes. Chief Goon, thank you, thank you, thank you for putting up with me for 400 episodes.
You kept me sane for 9 years, brother.
People say, well, I heard you do a podcast. And I was like, that's the first one that hurts. Yes, I do a podcast. How long have you been doing it? 9 years. Really? Yeah, we got like 400 episodes. Really? You know, that last number just, because, you know, there are podcasts, I guess there are podcasts out there that like do once a month. Okay, so 9 years, you're barely into, you know.
What, you don't even have 100.
Right, yeah. So 400 episodes, guys. It has been absolutely fantastic. I'm hoping we do 400 more. I truly am. This is the most fun I can have on a Monday night because, you know, football has become crappy. So there's that. But like all good shows that we've done, we always have a word from our sponsors before we end. Tonight, a little different. And I think Goon put it together and hit it out of the park when he proposed it. So take it away, Goon.
Tonight, we'd like to thank some of the people responsible for Swimming with the Fish and all this therapy and all these years. So first, Crutch, the first voice you hear, and in fact, the very first voice ever on the podcast, guiding us through 400 episodes with skill and humor, and putting up with the Chief and the Goon pretending he is a racist. Well met, brother. Well met. And the Chief, always providing that special point of view that only an extraterrestrial can provide, reminding us who we are and where we are going. This whole project is not possible without our brother from another mother. Thank you, Chief. And all the denizens of Swimming with the Fish land that we have prodded and parodied and shared stories with over these past 400 episodes. You are truly what makes the stories worth hearing. Hurricane, the Siberian Express, most beloved of Crutch, number one fan, the Yankee Swamp Fox and the Sicilian, the Brownings, the Professional, Chiggy Wonder Boy, the Ogren, Lieutenant Nico, and Darth Gator, the CPF, and of course, Showcat. Thank you all for sharing with us over these many episodes. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.